AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he is cutting tariffs on China. He met face-to-face with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The tariffs on China were implemented earlier this year as punishment.
I've agreed, as you know, I put a 20% tariff on China because of the fentanyl coming in, which is it's a big tariff. And based on his statements today, I reduced it by 10%, so it's 10% instead of 20%, effective immediately. I believe he's going to work very hard to stop the death.
Beijing also agreed to allow the export of rare earth elements and start buying American soybeans. Xi Jinping said it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. President Trump appeared to suggest on social media the country will resume testing nuclear weapons for the first time in 3 decades. There's no indication the U.S. would start detonating warheads, but the president offered few details about what seemed to be a significant shift in policy. Israel's military says Palestinian militants handed over 2 coffins containing the remains of dead hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza. This follows the return of 15 hostages' remains since the ceasefire began. The latest handover is an indication the fragile ceasefire agreement is moving forward despite Israeli strikes on Gaza overnight. People across the northern Caribbean are digging out from the destruction caused by Hurricane Melissa. Deaths from the storm climbed. Emergency relief flights began landing at Jamaica's main international airport as crews worked to reach communities still isolated after they were directly hit by the Category 5 storm. The country is experiencing a shortage of pennies after President Trump decided to stop their production earlier this year. Merchants across the country are struggling to provide exact change, and banks are rationing their remaining supply. Some retailers are even offering promotions to encourage customers to bring in pennies. This is AP News. Aid workers fear for those missing from a city in Sudan's Darfur region seized by a paramilitary force.
People have been arriving at the neighboring town of Tawila after they fled on foot during the attack on El Fasher by the rapid support forces. It's been reported that hundreds have been killed in the attack while making their escape. The RSF, as they're known, have been fighting troops allied to Sudan's military since 2023 in the East African nation. Mother Aisha Ismail told the AP that shelling was happening all the time in El Fasher. She also said that they were being hit with rifle butts all day long unless they hid. When she finally managed to escape with her family, they were looted and she arrived barefoot after even her shoes were taken. The UN Migration Agency estimates that over 26,000 people managed to flee the city. I'm Karen Shemas.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early! Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.